The Sunday Business Show
with Gas Networks Ireland. So convenient with no need to store, order or pay in advance. More at gasnetworks.ie/gasforbusiness.
Today FM.
You'll only get it on live radio. One of our guests is running through an airport as we speak, so hopefully we will get to him. But otherwise, keep on sending your text to 087-4100-102 because we may have lots of time for shout-outs. Another text in. EJ's Donald Trump video will have your side splitting. Great shop and great for Sligo. A lot of pals of Eamon Cunningham's there. Nice to hear that. Ask EJ about his famous table jump. You'll see that online. Okay, now, if I say the word blockchain, don't dare press the snooze button. That's because we've come across a new, very interesting Irish-based company, Moyi Coffee, that uses blockchain to bring true transparency to every part of the production process. Now, our thinking on this is that if it can be used for coffee, then it could be used for any other commercial process. It could, for example, be used for greater visibility in our own meat trade, as beef producers and processors seem forever suspicious of each other, as well as, of course, of the retailers as to who is making all the money. Shane Riley is co-founder of Moyi Coffee, that trades in Ethiopian coffee, and he joins Team SBS this morning. Morning, Shane.
Good morning. How you doing?
You came in from Ethiopia, but that was last week, fortunately.
That was last week.
The old weather not helping us this morning. In words of single syllable and maybe a very short sentence, blockchain.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we were talking about this before and I got a great summary the other day that it sums it up in one word, and that's trust. And that blockchain can bring radical transparency to supply chains and to industries like the coffee industry.
If they're going to press the snooze button unless you tell me about how sexy blockchain is.
Oh, blockchain is the future. It's blockchain for coffee can show you right back down to the level. When you pick up your bag of coffee, come April, our office customers, our retail customers and our online subscribers will be able to scan back to see who the farmer was, where the washing station was, where the coffee was processed, where it was roasted. That's an unrivaled level of transparency.
And why is that important? Do I really care?
Well, at the moment, the problem with coffee is since 1980, the value has been squeezed out of coffee producing countries like Ethiopia. Only about 15% of the value of a bag of coffee is going back to Ethiopia. And we have a fair chain approach, which is trying to support a whole industry in Ethiopia, from farmer right through to roasters.
So talk me through how your blockchain system works. Farmer in Ethiopia grows the bean.
Absolutely, yeah, and we encountered this two Sundays ago. We arrived at the coffee washing station in Limu, near Jima in Ethiopia, and we hadn't slept in 24 hours. There were farmers arriving with donkeys with these large sacks of coffee cherries in them. An open-top truck pulled up, what must have been 100 people got off, and they laid out their red coffee cherries. A lot of people don't know that coffee grows on a vine. When it's ripe, it's a red cherry that's picked. So they laid them out, they take out any unripe ones, and then what we do is those coffee cherries are assigned a crypto token, which can be traced through the entire supply chain to show where the value is being added and what the farmer is being paid for his cherries, what premium we're paying them. We pay a 20% premium on our cherries, and where exactly, who are the middlemen, what are the inefficiencies. The whole murky world of coffee is laid out in front of you.
Because it is murky.
It is. And I mean, for all the fantastic speciality coffee roasters we see in Dublin, coffee is still largely controlled by five companies. We call them Big Coffee. And they buy low and sell high. And they're concerned with profit. They're concerned with bringing that money to Europe. So countries like Ethiopia are completely reliant on development aid rather than this amazing coffee they're producing.
But you are a business, Moyi Coffee. So therefore, you are also interested in the dollar or whatever they use in Ethiopia. So I presume that you have to make a few quid as well.
That's true. It's the Ethiopian Birr, not Birr County Offaly, but it's the Ethiopian Birr. And we are indeed, we're a for-profit social enterprise. We're keen to talk about broadening the notion of what a social enterprise is, but we think that there should be a 50-50 partnership with coffee producing countries. 50 for us, 50 for them.
And how are you going to get that going? Because I mean, obviously Big Coffee, that's a nice name, which is Big Coffee, is that they're going to squish you.
They're going to try, yeah, but I think they've got George Clooney, we've got kind of radical crowd speak. We're trying to spread the word and create a fair chain revolution and a movement. We've already got a lot of really great Moyi fans who buy in our independent retailers. We've got offices that are really on board. And at the end of the year, we can present them with an impact certificate to say you've supported this many people in Ethiopia, this many football fields of native forests have been protected, and this much extra money has stayed there. And I think people really want to know that at the moment. They're really interested in food provenance from farm to fork. We talk about from bean to bag in Ethiopia. And I think that's only going to change. That's only going to, people are going to ask more questions of Big Coffee. Where is it coming from? Who's being paid what? And we're going to be able to show that next April.
And talk to me about your packaging, which is absolutely gorgeous, but it is kind of thinner than what I would have normally been used to. And there's a very good reason for that.
That's right. So the bag we have in front of us here, we like very bright colours in Moyi. We try to be, you know, playfully provocative. There's a lot of coffee bags that are very brown, muted colours. But ours is designed specifically to fit through your letterbox or online.
Clever you. Because you are an online, I mean, if I want to buy Moyi, M-O-Y-E-E, Moyi.
Yep.
What does Moyi stand for?
Moyi is an Ethiopian word, an Amharic word for a traditional coffee grinder, a, kind of like a pestle and mortar for grinding the coffee. That's a Moyi.
There's always a reason, isn't there? So if I want to buy your Moyi, good coffee, not big coffee, good coffee, is where do I find it?
You can buy our radically good coffee on moyicoffee.ie, and we have a Fair Chain Coffee Club where you can get a subscription each month to see the impact of each cup of coffee you're having. So you can really make every sip count.
You have thought a lot about this, haven't you?
Too much.
Maybe. So how big can you go?
Well, I suppose what we're trying to, in 2018, really kind of bed down our distribution. We're starting with a distribution company now to kind of improve the number of retailers around Ireland, the independent retailers. We started talking to large retailers where there would really be a fantastic impact. And with our office...
So what you're really saying is, if Super Value is listening, and we're kind of big, very keen on Super Value should be stocking you, shouldn't they?
They absolutely should. Yeah. You can imagine someone going into a supermarket, seeing the world's first Fair Chain coffee on the shelf and having a scanner code on it where they can see the whole chain of production. That's enormous.
How and ever, and I don't want to pick on Super Value for this, I presume that they won't make as much of a margin if they go with you, will they?
That depends. That depends, really. I suppose Big Coffee is trying to keep the profits for themselves and keep them in Europe. We're trying to share them. We're a speciality coffee at the same time. I suppose an important part of our Fair Chain mission is that we're about quality, not charity, and that we're at the premium end of coffee. So you'll be paying a little bit more for the bag of coffee, but you're paying for the quality rather than, you know, the impact you get for free.
What did you say? Make every sip count.
Make every sip count. That's it, exactly.
That is Shane Riley. You better give your co-founder a shout out, otherwise he won't talk to you.
He'll be very unhappy. Is Killian Stokes.
Good morning, Killian.
He's at the RDS Craft Fair at the moment, manning our stand where we've been there all week.
And it's been
converting
tremendous.
The masses. It's been fantastic. I think people really, really like the message, because I think with the farming tradition in Ireland, where we used to export cattle on the hoof, and now we're exporting these fantastic branded value-added products, they get that it's the same with coffee. We often say the French don't export grapes, they export a branded Cote de Rhone. And people really get that message, and we've been converting the masses at the RDS all week.
And you're open on at the RDS until?
Until today. They've got till 7
5 o'clock. 7 o'clock.
7 o'clock today.
Very good. Okay, Shane Riley, thank you so much. That is Shane of Moyi, M-O-Y-E-E, Moyi Coffee. We are going to take a quick break, after which I will have more time, I think, for shout-outs.
The Sunday Business Show with Gas Networks Ireland. Clean, reliable and always available 24 hours a day. More at gasnetworks.ie/gasforbusiness. Today FM.